Welcome to the Anywhere Office.
Hi, this is Phil Montero of TheAnywhereOffice.com, and I'd like to welcome you to this episode of our podcast. This is the first of our 13-part series, Telecommuting in the 21st Century, How to Implement or Improve Virtual Teams and Flexible Work in Your Organization. Our panel includes myself, Jeff Zabar, founder of ChiefHomeOfficer.com, who acts as our facilitator for the discussion, and Rachel Hastings, Vice President of WFC Resources at WFCResources.com. In part one, we introduce our topic and discuss why telework. Take it away, Jeff.
Welcome to everyone. I am Jeff Zabar with ChiefHomeOfficer.com, and I'm pleased to be with you guys today and to work with you to help you better understand the telecommuting and telework phenomenon that seems to be taking hold across the country and around the world. Again, we have with us Phil Montero and Rachel Hastings. And so we're going to go into a little bit of introduction here first. Many people seem to get hung up on definitions. What is telecommuting? Is it the same as telework? Back in 1996, a little bit of introduction. Actually, excuse me, it was in the 1980s. There was a gentleman named Jack Nillis who was driving in a Southern California gridlock highway, and a sign above his head said, "Maintain your speed." And at the moment, he happened to be stopped cold in highway traffic. He was the one who originally coined the phrase telecommuting and came up with the concept that with computers and with mobility, he could work from anywhere. I think the concept spawned from there, where in the 90s, we saw people sort of take off a little bit more aggressively with the work from home and work remote concept, where corporations begrudgingly at first, but then wholeheartedly started to embrace it as we hit the 2000s, and as telework and inexpensive technology really enabled people to work from home or, again, work from any location. What we also see is the fact that while telecommuting remains a phrase that is commonly used, I think if you Google telecommuting, telecommute, or telework, you'll find that they really are synonymous. And what they mean is you're able to create and manage a cost-effective and flexible workforce, regardless of where you're based and what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish. Essentially, anybody who works a white-collar job of some sort, for the most part, can work from a home-based location or remote location, whether it's a coffee house, a hotel, an airport, vacation home, whatever the case may be. So with that introduction and with that background, we're going to jump in right now with the concept of why telework. And we're going to leave this pretty open between Phil and Rachel and myself, so the three of us can jump in. But let's toss it out there. Rachel, if we look at some of the reasons and rationales here, we have some of this information out here. Why do you think people have embraced telework? What does it mean to the corporation to allow people to do this?
You know, Jeff, it's constantly changing. And this is something that our company, WFC Resources, does. We study the business case. We study the research. And the reasons why folks are doing it are evolving. First of all, it might have been about allowing greater work-life balance so that you retained or recruited certain people, or it might have been because of the increased productivity in the commute time that's saved that organizations then find that the employee is willing to put back to the company. So if you're driving 2 hours a day, you swap that for work at home, and you work, employees tend to give back to the company the majority of the time that they would have been commuting. So we're seeing, you know, probably 20 to 40% increases in productivity. So that was really big. Real estate, savings in real estate. You've only got to do a headcount around your premises, your facilities, and find out how many people are not in their desks and who are still assigned a desk, even though they may be traveling most of the time. That's another great reason. The whole green concept is very popular right now, looking at carbon footprint as well. So that's becoming an emerging trend as well. Companies who are looking to save on both the employee commute time, the cost of gas, the real estate, and electricity usage as well, which tends to be lower at home than it is in the office.
Phil, do you have anything to add along the lines of what you've seen of why companies are embracing telework?
Yes, and I think it kind of harkens back to what you were mentioning before, too, about the different terms. And one of the points that I often raise is that we don't really even need a special term for working this way, because it really has just become the way business is done and the way work is done these days. And I think the nature of business with the internet and working with people across time zones and cultures and collaborating with people, you're finding you're working with more outsourced vendors, consultants, clients, that it is just so typical these days to work with people that you don't necessarily see, and working from different locations, whether you're, you know, salespeople have been doing this for a long time, and people are just, with all the travel and everything that goes on, goes in, involved with work today, I think that most companies, even if they don't say, oh, we're teleworking or we're officially doing this, they find that their employees, just by the nature of the way work happens, are working from multiple locations. And so to take a planned strategy or a planned approach to it and look at how you can do it more effectively makes sense. So I think a lot of times it's happened organically just because of the nature of work changing.
You'll often see, and feel free, among the panelists and myself, feel free to chime in at any time if you have something to add to a specific point, but you'll see that if it's someone's voicemail, where you get a voicemail, I'm working remotely today. I mean, it may be, as you said, Phil, with an organization that has no formal telework plan involved, they just, people are doing it. It's ad hoc. It's not the best way to do it, and we'll get into that in a little bit, how to sort of plan a formal, even a pilot, if not a formal telework program. But people get involved. And I know that Phil and I live in a coastal region where, we don't like to say this word very loud, but hurricanes can be frequent. And no matter where you are, when Mother Nature can have an impact, one of the issues is increased business agility and the ability to be up and running and in many senses be mobile and agile enough to, if there's a threat, to run away or to relocate quickly using the same technology that you use for general telework. Continuity becomes a very important element as to why a company might want to embrace telework among key employees or among all. If they can get back up and running or relocate in advance of a threat of some sort, or if anything goes wrong, it really keeps the business running. And again, work is not a place, but it's a thing, and it's you know, regardless of where it's done, as long as it can get done, and that increasingly, again, is done from any place but, you know, the corporate tower downtown.
Folks like us are going to be hot property for only a few more years, and I hate to say that and put us, you know, nearly on the way of the dinosaur, but here's the analogy. We don't talk about why we allow our workers to use computers instead of having to handwrite things or use a typewriter.
Right.
And just as we don't expect them to use outmoded technology that slows down our business, I think people are starting to get the picture that this increases agility and, as we're talking, global coverage, customer service responsiveness, and all of the rest. And for a lot of people, they're moving very quickly now through the why telework, and they want to get to the how to telework piece.
Right, right. Absolutely. Phil, did you have something to add?
I was just going to add, when you were talking about business agility and business continuity, that it's not always something as major as a hurricane. It could be as simple as a sick child at home that, you know, requires someone to not be able to come into the office, or caring for some elder you know, parents or family members. A pipe bursts in your own house. It can be these little things that would typically, a snowstorm, something that would typically interrupt business on a smaller scale. And I think just having that flexibility and having this way of working embraced by your company allows everyone to kind of roll with those changes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Anywhere Office Podcast. For more information and other tips on working from anywhere, visit us at theanywhereoffice.com. Join us next week for part two of our series on telecommuting in the 21st century, where we'll look at what jobs are right for telework or remote work.